Second Boeing 737 MAX jet intended for a Chinese airline has returned to the United States, as heightened U.S.-China trade tensions disrupt new aircraft deliveries. The aircraft departed Boeing's Joshan Completion Center near Shanghai on Monday and landed in Guam, a regular transit point on the 5,000-mile journey between China and Boeing's Seattle production hub. The flight, tracked by AirNav radar, follows a similar return on Sunday of another 737 MAX, bearing the livery of Xiamen Airlines, which landed at Boeing Field in Seattle. It remains unclear whether the decision to recall the aircraft originated from Boeing or the Chinese carriers involved. The move comes in the wake of renewed trade hostilities, with President Donald Trump raising baseline tariffs on Chinese imports to 145%. In retaliation, China imposed a 125% tariff on U.S. goods, including aircraft. These steep duties have made the delivery of Boeing aircraft to Chinese airlines economically unviable, considering the market value of a new 737 MAX is approximately $55 million. Boeing, which did not immediately respond to requests for comment, had previously ferried the jets to Joshan for final customization before delivery. The aircraft's return highlights the growing uncertainty in the global aerospace supply chain, which historically operated under a duty-free status.